It is Ian Ryan with the pre-match warm-up. Manchester City lie in wait for the Reds this Sunday afternoon. To discuss all that and more, I've got Mark Jones, Craig Cannon and Neil Atkinson. We will have Dom Farrell a little bit later on in the show as well. But Mark, this weekend does feel like a significant one. Now, I think for Liverpool to retain the title, we already know that looks extremely difficult. But just to remain in some kind of title race, for that to happen, you've got to say they've probably got to come away from Manchester with some kind of positive result this weekend.
I think to keep smiles on faces as well. You know, it, obviously after what's gone before, to then beat Villa and then Real Madrid, you just thought it'd be nice to not have Man City next, wouldn't it? It'd be nice to have an easier game. But look, they can do it. We've seen they can do it. You know, and it's possible. So there's a world where, you know, let's be positive. Let's go and get this game out of the way. And I think it is one of two, three league fixtures in a season that you think going there and getting the points not too bad. So it's it would keep the train on tracks, wouldn't it? A positive result which would include a draw, I think, as well.
The last couple of results, Craig, it's got to give you kind of, you know, comfort and maybe gives the players a little bit of energy and stuff around the upcoming fixtures. And I said after the Madrid game, like looking ahead, like if they can get to that level of performance, regardless of who they're playing against, because, you know, different opposition presents different challenges and stuff, but that level of intensity, the aggression within Liverpool's play, if they could maintain that and just keep the, even the points difference as it is now, you know, if they could get to January and it was still 7 points when they play Arsenal, I'd take that. I'd shake on that right now. But unfortunately, scoreboard pressure is a thing. And if it suddenly became a 9 or 10 point gap, that's when you'd look at it and think that might just kill hearts and minds a little bit.
I understand the draw talk, but I'm excited for Sunday off the back of obviously Wednesday.
You going?
I felt like, yeah, I'm going. And I feel like just there's been a cloud sort of lifted and there's confidence back. Confidence both in their own abilities and confidence in terms of what the manager's asking them to do. And I thought Wednesday was massive for that. I thought last Saturday was the platform for Wednesday. And all of this feels like the perfect preparation for Sunday. You know, I want Liverpool to go in there and send a message. And I agree on draw being a decent result. But given the fact that Arsenal are as ahead as they are, you know, I know before we come on air, we were talking about their game on Saturday night, 5:30. I've got a little, I've got Sunderland tendencies this season for numerous reasons, but that feels like slightly tricky. And I know yous are less confident than I am, but either way, whatever way that goes, you know, it just feels like if Liverpool could get 3 points in the manner that they do last season, then that really will send a message to Arsenal. It really will feel like the title race is on, even if, you know, it's still the same gap.